Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, January 8th. Coming up, we'll learn about how Donald Trump's tariffs have and could affect Illinois agriculture. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Tomorrow, on Thursday, January 9th, President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy at the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter. The 39th president died December 29th at the age of 100. You can watch the service tomorrow, Thursday at 8 a.m. on WILL-TV and IPMNewsroom.org. And NPR will begin special coverage at 8:30 a.m. on AM 580 tomorrow. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation may soon get a piece of their Northern Illinois land back. That's thanks to a measure that passed out of the Illinois House yesterday. The land encompasses Chabanah Lake State Park, the more than 1,000-acre area used to belong to Chief Chabanah, until the government unlawfully sold it to white settlers while the chief was visiting relatives in Kansas in the 1830s. Democratic State Representative from Chicago, Will Gazzardi, says it's about time the legislature passed the bill.
The answer is to look our past square in the eye, the good stuff and the bad stuff. And when we recognize that we've done wrong as a nation, to see it, to own it, and to find some way where we can make it right.
The measure now awaits the governor's signature. Cunningham Township officials have been working to help unhoused people find shelter from this week's snow and cold weather. Supervisor Danielle Chenoweth said the township has been preparing for the winter since April. That includes partnering with neighboring communities to increase its capacity and shelter more people.
Thanks to funding from the city of Champaign, Cunningham Township has was able to put 9 individuals who were actively outside in housing, and 2 families with children.
Chenoweth says the township is not aware of anyone who lacks shelter this winter. According to the National Weather Service, wind chill levels will be below zero tonight. You can find a list of warming centers and other facilities on the City of Champaign's website. In sports news, Fighting Illini men's basketball player Kasparis Yakuchonis won his second Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Week award earlier this week. Yakuchonis helped lead the Illini to a 2-0 record out west against Oregon and Washington. The freshman player is setting historic point, assist, and rebound averages that haven't been matched by a freshman in a major conference since the 2016 season. Yakuchonis and the number 13 overall Illini host Penn State tonight at 8 p.m. at State Farm Center. Still to come, we'll learn about how Donald Trump's tariffs have and could affect Illinois agriculture. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 24 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 4 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 23 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 16 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, cloudy with snow likely and a high of 30 degrees, minor snow accumulation of around 1 inch possible, with south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
I'm Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show. Donald Trump soon returns to the White House, vowing to make major changes that could affect Illinois. We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, The View from Illinois. Join the conversation on The 21st Show, the week of January 6th at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Donald Trump sparked a trade war during his first administration when he imposed tariffs on China and other countries. Many U.S. business sectors felt the impact, including Illinois agriculture. The president-elect is proposing more tariffs for his second term, and with Canada and Mexico. IPM's Jim Meadows looks at what 4 more years The View from Illinois could mean for local farming.
J.C. Reitmeier is a corn and soybean farmer in central Illinois. He's also the outgoing co-president of the Champaign County Active Senior Republicans, which celebrated Donald Trump's election victory at a recent meeting. Many in the group are looking forward to Trump's return to the White House. Reitmeier said the new Trump administration will face a big challenge when it tries to bring up prices for his crops.
A lot of the big buyers have gone to South America and other countries to get their corn and soybeans, and we're kind of in the dust again. We're just going to have to get our exports built back up.
Illinois is the number one state in the nation for producing soybeans and number two for corn. A large share of those crops are sold to other countries, notably China, which is the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans and third largest buyer of its corn. But when the Trump administration imposed tariffs on Chinese goods in 2018, China retaliated with tariffs on U.S. crop exports, especially soybeans. Joe Jansen is an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois. He says the tariffs caused Chinese buyers to look elsewhere.
What we saw at that time was prices for soybeans in the United States went down. Prices for soybeans in other parts of the world, particularly Brazil, went up.
Brazil surpassed the U.S. in soybean exports to China about a decade ago, and the U.S.-China trade war only widened the gap. And if new tariffs are imposed and China continues to retaliate, Brazil is ready to take even more of the USA's market share. That's according to U of I Ag Economics researcher Joanna Caluzzi.
If China would like to buy more soybeans from South America to replace the amount of soybeans that they would buy here in the U.S., given the numbers so far or given the situation until now, South America will be able to match this demand.
Despite gains for some U.S. industries like steel and aluminum, a review by the Tax Foundation, a generally pro-tax cut think tank, concluded that tariffs under Presidents Trump and Joe Biden have had a net negative impact on the U.S. economy. In a December news conference, Trump repeated his belief that tariffs could be an effective tactic for working out bilateral trade deals with other countries.
I always said, to me, tariffs, the most beautiful word in the dictionary. It'll make our country rich. You go back and look at the 1890s, 1880s, McKinley, and you take a look at tariffs, that was when we were at our proportionately the richest.
I, again, respectfully disagree with the incoming president.
That's Ryan Whitehouse with the Illinois Farm Bureau. He and other Midwest farm groups say tariffs on imported goods will hurt everyday Americans.
When you add cost to something, someone's got to pay for that. And whether that be solely by the consumer or even a partial share with the producer and the manufacturer and the consumer is still paying more.
Back in Champaign County, farmer J.C. Reitmeier maintains his faith in Donald Trump, but
I'm not sure if tariffs are going to do it. Tariffs are a bad thing in my point of view.
Reitmeier thinks the talk about tariffs is mostly hype, and he hopes it stays that way, at least when it comes to agricultural commodities and the crops he grows. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Tomorrow in our series, Four More Years, The View from Illinois, we'll look at how local Arabs and Muslims are viewing a second Trump administration and the conflict in the Middle East. You can find the other stories in our series at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, Colin Highslope, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.